Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, a lot of issues going on right now. We have an expert saying that Ebola will mutate to become airborne. We'll talk about that. It's something that I already kind of predicted, but nobody ever listens to me, you know, because I'm over here and I'm a girl. And, you know, what do I know? All right, but we're going to talk about that. Not that I want everybody to freak out. Unfortunately, the death toll has risen already to 2,600, and that's just what's being reported and what we know about. Some villages where, you know, they're not revealing, it could even be higher. Artificial sweeteners. This isn't really a happy news day, is it? Artificial sweeteners may boost diabetes. Remember I talked about how diet sodas were making people fat? All right. Now they're saying artificial sweeteners may cause diabetes. This isn't the first time that was brought up. I talked about how it could cause diabetes. Again, nobody listens to me. All right. However, we got some good news. There's supposed to be a super fast-acting erectile dysfunction drug that is going to get FDA approval. FDA may erect the approval on this fast-acting erectile dysfunction drug. We're pretty excited about that. All right. Then, are our animals killing us? Are the animals, our pets that we have, waking us up when we're trying to sleep, are they causing us to get diabetes, get fat? You know, what should we do with our pets? Should we just give them up? Yeah, I'm ready to after what happened last night. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, a lot of us, we sleep with our pets. We got dogs, we got cats, we got gerbils, we got goldfish. Oh, remember that guy that spent, operated on the tumor on his goldfish so the goldfish could live another 20 years? I didn't realize goldfish live that long. That's cool. I mean, for those of us who are pet owners, you have to admit, we are pretty, pretty cool. Unfortunately, we treat our pets better than we treat our kids or our spouses. You know, my husband starts to snore, I kick him out of the bed. But who do I pull up to cuddle next to me? Shaky Boo. You know, and you know, it is. It's frustrating. Same thing with the kids. You know, the kids try to crawl into bed in the middle of the night. I'm like, all right, you can sleep next to mommy. You know, and then I start getting toes up my nostrils and elbows in my ears. So I kick them out of the bed. But who do I cuddle up to? Zaji. So, you know, we definitely pick our bedmates. But, you know, they say our pets are making us more stressed. And a survey has revealed that more than half of cat and dog owners lose sleep because the animals wake them up early. Now, my answer to that is, duh. Duh. All right, my husband has to get up to take the dogs out because they have to go pee-pee or they have to go poo-poo. I don't understand what my cat was doing. I think she may be diabetic. She's really fat. And she always runs around the bed in the middle of the night. You don't see her all day long. She hides. All day long, the stupid cat hides. Then, in the middle of the night, that's when she wants to do lovey-dovey. That's when she wants to kind of scratch and knead her paws and all that. Well, I guess last night I wouldn't get up to play with her, and so she decided to go pee-pee on the bed. So I roll over into a big, huge pool of pee-pee. Now, I don't know what the hell she was thinking. So, of course, I had to yell, and then I had to do laundry in the middle of the night. So here I am, completely sleep-deprived, going, what? All right, so it's true. Anyway, a survey of 1,000 cat and dog owners from, this is a study out of Europe,
found that 54% often lost up to an hour and a half sleep because they're being woken up by their pets. The most common interruption was incessant barking or meowing in the early hours. 47% said this is a common problem. Oh, absolutely. I'm hoarse by the time 7 a.m. rolls around because I've been screaming at the animals all night long to shut the hell up. In second place was scratching at the bedroom door because they have to go potty. 28% saying their pet regularly tried to claw their way so they could cuddle up, right, to mommy and daddy, or they beg for food. 22% it's because they jump all over. Yeah, my cats love to walk across my face. I really don't understand why that's necessary. There's all these other paths. There's all these other highways. We even built them a pedestrian ramp and a bike lane in the house, and they do not use that. They find wherever I'm sleeping and walk on my face. They do it on purpose. Fourth place, 3% said they were awoken by their pets nibbling on them. Now, by the way, remember I told you that there was a man whose dog ate his toe because, the dog just wanted to, and it turned out that the dog chewed off his gangrenous diabetic toe, and the owner had no idea he had a toe that was completely gangrenous because he was overweight and he couldn't see. If your dog always wants to lick you and always wants to eat you, there could be an issue that, you could be, diabetic. You could be super sweet or pre-diabetic. So animals wanting to lick you, that could be a sign. The other sign of animals always wanting to lick you and eat you is the pica issue. Maybe the cat is anemic. Maybe the cat is just plain stupid. Dogs just lick you no matter what. But when a cat starts to lick you, get them checked. Make sure there's nothing wrong with them. And get yourself checked just in case you are overly sweet. Your animals are smart. Mark my words, there's going to be a study saying if the animal constantly wants to lick you, it's because you're sweet and you're diabetic. That's going to be interesting. All right, so what to do about your cute little cats and your doggies? You got to get them out of the bedroom. Our animals own us. We have to change our door handles. My cat can stand up and open the door handle. So we have to make the door handle round. We have a lock. You know, in New York, a lot of the homes, they have like the seven locks. Remember Ernie and Bert? Remember Ernie would lock up his house and he had about 17 locks. They would go all the way up to the tippy top of the door, right? Yeah, that's what we have to do to keep the animals out. Now, the doggy door, and the doggy door was a problem for us because we have a big, huge lab, about 150-pound lab, and bad guys used to crawl in through the doggy door to get into the house. Luckily, we had an alarm, but, that's why we said no more doggy door. We'll just let you in and out, which is a pain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to everybody of the GCN team. I'm their troubled child. I'm like the one that's the pain in the butt. So, I have not gotten grounded. Not yet, but I'm sure somebody's going to yell at me. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. If you guys didn't tune in, then GCN wouldn't want me here. So big thank you for you guys tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's talk about the super duper speedy erectile dysfunction drug. Woo-wee! All right, this was developed by Auxilium Pharmaceuticals, Inc. and Vivus, Inc. And the drug is called Sendra. It's the first FDA-approved erectile dysfunction drug, and it can be taken 15 minutes prior to sexual activity. Now, I usually don't give my husband that much warning if I'm in the mood. I'm like, all right, if we're going to do it, we got to do it now. He's like, oh, wait, let me go there. No. So, but for some of you that are, getting ready to go out on a date, and you may not want to take it before the date, okay? You may want to take it while she's all getting all, ready in the bathroom, or I don't know, whatever people now these days do. You guys have this whole big, there's this etiquette now, and there's this whole big production. With us, it's just the backseat of the car. The reason why it's not backseat of the car anymore is because the cars are getting smaller. Have you ever tried to have sex in a smart car, right? Or one of those Mini Coopers? When I was growing up, you had those big, huge 1960s, 1970s cars. I mean, that back seat was bigger than my bedroom. Those were huge. You could get a lot done. Now it's, I got the smart car, we got the hybrid, and we got the lacrosse stuff in the back and my weight gear, and you're like, forget it. Anyway, back to this. Now, all right, Viagra, you have to take an hour before sex. That's why they are calling this super duper fast. Stendra had been approved back in 2012, and it is available in multiple dosages, 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, and a rip-roaring 200 milligrams. This is the kicker. You could take it with alcohol. Not that I would tell you to do that, but they say you could take it with or without food, and if you had alcohol that night, you could take it. Now, many people said, Dolly, I took Viagra drunk. I was fine. Just don't risk it. Okay, I would not risk having your liver compromised or anything else compromised with alcohol. Okay, we know that alcohol really kind of messes with erections anyway. Erectiles. That's a new word. How's your erectile doing? Well, my reptile? I don't have any reptiles. Good. So Stendra, it belongs to the same class as Viagra. The phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, and what they do is they increase blood flow, obviously, to the penis, okay? Well, do you guys understand how Viagra works? Okay, everybody likes to joke. Everybody thinks Viagra is pretty exciting and whatever. Okay, let's teach you guys what these phosphodiesterase do. Now, there's a type 3 form. There's other types of forms, but what do they do? Okay, well, you have this whole big cascade of things going on when you have an erection, okay? I know it's a big deal. It seems like it's only a big deal to men, but, women have to realize that, from a metabolic, physiological response, it is a big, big deal. And you have cyclic AMP involved. So, all right. So you get all excited. You got the sympathetic nervous system. I know. How can Dr. Dahlia make erections boring? I got to tell you the science. That's what we do. All right. So now we're going to borify the whole process of the erection. Anyway, you got these intracellular concentrations of cyclic AMP. You have the activation of the sympathetic nervous system. You get all excited. You're getting ready to rock and roll. And it releases norepinephrine, and it increases catecholamines. Catecholamines are like your epinephrine and your norepinephrine. Now, these catecholamines, what do? They bind to beta-1 adrenoceptors, right? I know, the adrenoceptors, exactly. That's what I've been telling you the whole time. All right, now, but those are in the heart, okay? So that's what makes your heart rate go up. So now your heart rate goes up, you're getting all excited, all right? You got these GS proteins. Then it activates your adrenal cyclase to form cyclic AMP. And it forms it from ATP. You use a lot of energy with sex. It's a very good activity. Increased cyclic AMP through its coupling with other intracellular messengers. Now you got the increased contractility, heart rate, more umph to the heartbeat. You have more conduction velocity, dromotropy. For those of you who really want this boring dissertation on how the mechanism works, go to cvpharmacology.com, all right? You need all that because your heart has to go, your heart has to flow, etc. However, sometimes you will get a dilation, all right, in certain areas. When you're having sex, you're getting excited. And the cyclic AMP allows blood flow to get to where things need to go. Increased cyclic AMP relaxes a smooth muscle relaxation. This way, you know, blood flow gets to where it needs to go, and the heart could do what it needs to do. Okay, so now, what is going on here with the phosphodiesterase inhibitors and erections and all that? Okay, well, here's the thing. In the body, you get, right, you so you get an erection, all right? Most of my male partners really didn't, you know, but I guess in general, if you're sexy enough, all right, the male gets an erection. Now, it has to go away. There has to be a feedback mechanism, right? It has to go away. So what ends up happening is you have the phosphodiesterase. It's an enzyme that breaks down the phosphodiesterase bond. Whenever you have anything that ends in an ACE, it's an enzyme, all right? And basically, they kind of regulate the duration of this cyclic AMP and what it's doing. The phosphodiesterase kind of says, all right, time to for everything to kind of go back to normal. Meanwhile, you're here going, wait a second, okay? I need to last in sex a little bit longer, or I'm having some trouble keeping the blood flow down. So the phosphodiesterase inhibits the mechanism that tells the blood to leave the penis. You got it? And that's why they're called phosphodiesterase inhibitors. Now, some of them take a while, right? Like the Viagra, etc. I think Levitra works within a half hour. Cialis can do more long-term control over the situation. But this new one, the Stendra, is supposed to be super-duper fast, and it's supposed to work quickly. So you guys kind of understand what it is. It is your Viagra or your erectile dysfunction drug is inhibiting the inhibitory function of the erection, so it's a double negative. Okay? Now, for men, they're like, I don't care. I'm fine with that. For women, that's very, very tough to understand. Okay? We do not like grammatical, you know, incorrectness. All right? We don't like double negatives. That really confuses us. For the man, it works perfectly. You know, he's like, I'm good with it. Okay? All right? Who cares? All right? For the women, we're like, wait a second. You're kind of double negativizing here. Okay? Something's not right. But that's what's going on. And we women have to, you know, be more understanding that sometimes that's just exactly what a man needs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, I passed medical school. I passed. I mean, I had to, you know, break stuff down so I could understand it. But no, I passed. Of course. Yeah, I'm a doctor. All right, next. What? These interpretations of what's going on is not too cerebral? All right. Artificial sweeteners may boost diabetes risk. I predicted this a while back. Nobody listened to me. All right. These non-calorie artificial sweeteners, additives, and diet sodas, creams, desserts. Remember, I think the first saccharin came out during World War II when they were rationing sugar. They came out with these artificial sweeteners. And then later we just started to use them, you know, as the main staple in our Pepsi Free and Tab and all the other yummy stuff in the 80s. But, you know, we're finding that a lot of people that have diabetes had used diet sodas, diet stuff for a while back. And they wonder if it's causing the pre-diabetic condition called glucose intolerance. Scientists reported in the journal Nature that experiments on lab mice and a small group of humans found that what these artificial sweeteners did was disrupt the makeup and function of gut bacteria. So the gut bacteria was like, wait a second, I don't know what the heck this is. And gut bacteria, we're finding, the bacteria in your intestine seems to kind of rule your body. This is the new thing now of 2014. Everything depends on the bacteria you have in your body. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, then taking antibiotics should give you diabetes. I don't know if I think it's the gut bacteria as much as it's kind of freaking out the pancreas. Scientists led by Eran Elinav and Eran Sigal of the Weizmann Institute in the Science of Israel used aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin. They gave it to they stuck it in the water. The rodents ate it, developed glucose intolerance, and then later were more prone to diabetes. All right, I'll tell you what I think is going on. If anybody cares, you said it's important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while people are trying to ponder over the secret of life and what, you know, is the meaning of life, I try to ponder what is the meaning of, you know, us getting big tushies. And, you know, they say that U.S. food makers cut $6.4 trillion calories from the market between 2007 and 2012. They said companies acting together through the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation, all right, not only removed the 1 trillion calories that they promised they would, but 6.4 trillion calories. Lead researcher Xu Wen-ying, an assistant professor of nutrition at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, said the 16 companies collectively met their pledge and exceeded their pledge to remove 6.4 trillion calories, which basically is 78 fewer calories per person per day. They say these 16 businesses represent about one-third of all calories in the U.S. food supply. Calorie counts, of course, are the spotlight because more than a third of adults in the United States are obese. All right. Now, a lot of these foods involved are sugar-sweetened beverages, snacks, cereals, candies, cookies, etc. Who are the companies? Bumblebee Foods, Campbell's Soup Company, Conagra Foods, General Mills, Kellogg, Kraft, Mars, McCormick Company, Nestle, PepsiCo, Post, Hillshire, Coca-Cola, Hershey. Oh, please don't change the chocolate. Oh, no. J.M. Smucker and Unilever. Okay, no, all of that. Okay, remember when Coca-Cola decided to change the, that was a big cluster. They decided to kind of change the formula, and everyone's like, what? Then they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic. You know, the Coca-Cola Classic. We're like, whew, I only want the Coca-Cola Classic. And then they got rid of the Coca-Cola Classic, and we're right back to Coca-Cola. Although, Coke has changed. I mean, it went from real sugar to then that high fructose corn syrup. So I wouldn't mind getting rid of that high fructose corn syrup again. That's why you see that Pepsi throwback, and people love the Pepsi throwback. A lot of people out here in Vegas, they like to get Mexican Coke. You could go to these food stores where they have, Mexican markets, Latino foods, and the Coca-Cola there uses real sugar. People love Mexican Coke. It's you know, very, very yummy. But here's the thing. While everybody is commending, yay, we cut 6.4 trillion calories, yay, woo-hoo. All right, some people are going, yep, I switched to all diet. Now, I get extremely nervous when I hear people switch to all diet. And we just talked about before the break how you saw that these rats and humans who were given artificial sweetener water, all right, seem to be more glucose intolerant. Now, they say it's because it messed with the gut bacteria. I can believe that. You know, I think the gut bacteria has a lot to do with it. However, lots of things change in gut bacteria. It would be interesting to see if that is one of the causes of diabetes. I think diabetes is caused by a variety of factors. Now, why do we spend so much time talking about diabetes when the original subject is weight? Well, because a lot of you are starting to get this new diagnosis, this pre-diabetes diagnosis. Now, I used to use the term pre-diabetes or borderline diabetes back in medical school, and I got yelled at by the professors. They say you're either diabetic or you're not. Like, you're either pregnant or you're not. Now, I understand what they were saying. Once you have messed up your system to manage your blood sugar, all right, the damage is done. I get that. But I have seen so many people become cured of their diabetes by either losing weight or getting the gastric band or, lap band or a gastric sleeve or whatever, that I really think it's not as black and white. I think you can cure yourself from diabetes. I don't think once you're diabetic, you're always diabetic. I don't believe that. And I also believe that there's pre-diabetics out there. Now, the reason why many of you are now pre-diabetic, one of you had written me pretty upset that now you have this diagnosis when your blood sugar and your hemoglobin A1C is better than it's ever been. How could something improve, but now you get a diagnosis? Well, it's because they keep lowering the bar and lowering the standard of the number that you have to qualify for being diabetic. So if your blood sugar is 135 and your glycohemoglobin is 6.6, back in 1993, you wouldn't have been diabetic. All right? Now you would be. So a lot of you are getting diagnosed with pre-diabetes. Now, what about artificial sweeteners? Well, I told you that the pancreas is a very finicky, very finicky organ. You thought your mother-in-law was bad. The pancreas, very bad. You do not mess with the pancreas. In surgery, we're taught that. In internal medicine, we're taught that. You just do not mess with it. But they use a different four-letter word than mess. All right? And it is just, it's just a famous thing. You just don't mess with it. Now, how are you guys messing with your pancreas? Okay? Well, one thing you guys are doing a lot of times, if you're on your way to diabetes, is you eat one or two big, huge meals a day. The pancreas does not like that. I've had discussions with the pancreas. I have had one-on-one discussions with the pancreas. Don't go there. The pancreas demands little bits of food, all right, given to it, all right, at a very rhythmic, regular, predictable fashion. If it thinks it has to do all its work for one big meal or two big meals, it gets kind of mad. I think it shoots out insulin inappropriately. Sometimes it shoots out too much. Sometimes it shoots out too little. All right, the body was never designed for one huge big meal a day. Never designed. It was designed for the hunters and gatherers that nibbled as they go, that grazed as they got hungry. Look at your cats. Look at your birdies. That's another thing. For those of you who have animals that keep getting diabetic, don't feed them once a day. You know, sometimes, you know, just feed them just little bitty bits throughout the day, but don't let them just eat one big, huge, honking meal a day. A lot of times we do that with our pets. I think that could be putting them at risk for diabetes. Next, your body is designed to eat regular food. All right? Not you know, frozen dinners, not TV dinners, not soda pop, regular food. And the pancreas relies on triggers anywhere from the mouth on down to know that it has to get ready and get into high gear because food is coming around the bend. Okay, so your mouth starts to feel, you know, the artificial sweetener, and all of a sudden the body's like, sweet, sweet, sweet. We got sweet coming around. Ooh, really sweet. All right, we got a lot of sugar coming around the bend, a lot of sweet. Get ready. So the pancreas is like, I'm ready, I'm ready. All right, everybody get out of my way, get out of my way. I'm here. I am now up to plate. Everybody get out of the way. I am ready to do what I need to do. And then all of a sudden, it's a non-caloric food additive. Pancreas is like, what the hell is this? You know, and then, you know, the artificial sweetener's going down. It's like, bye, see ya. And the pancreas is like, wait a second, I'm shooting out the insulin. Where's the real food? You know, that's why I told you, I think that's the reason why artificial sweeteners a lot of times promote obesity or slowing down metabolism. Because the body's like, wait a second, we're not getting real food. Everybody hold the phone. Nobody metabolized nothing. Don't do nothing until we can figure out what the hell is going on here. So, good job cutting calories. I think cutting calories is a nice thing to do because it's something that we could manage, we could watch, we could calculate, we could calibrate. We're like, okay, you cut this calories, it works. You know, that's one of the reasons why Weight Watchers has done so well. All right? It kind of has for years gone on that idea of less going in is better. But it's not always the case. And some of you may be overcompensating with so much sugar-free, fat-free, whatever, that the body's like, I don't understand what I'm getting. So, you know, I tell my diabetics, I have diabetics who will eat, you know, bags and bags of sugar-free stuff. I think I'd rather you just have the one regular cookie and not eat a bag of Laura Scudder's. I think my grandmother used to do that. Oh, I had a whole bag of Laura Scudder's, but look, no sugar. Like, what are you talking about? That's stupid. So, you know, but the idea that we have all the control is not there. All right? And I think that's the most frustrating concept of obesity. Okay, why don't we have as much control, like just cutting our calories? When we come back, Ebola going airborne, it's being predicted now by scientists. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while we're seeing the death toll of Ebola rise, and we're hearing that this could go into the thousands and tens of thousands, you know, we're getting news on Ebola every day, and, you know, we're hearing, all right, well, they're trying this vaccine on this trial, where they're doing human trials with this, and hopefully they'll have something by 2015. The last thing we need is news that some of the scientists think that this is going to mutate quicker than we think, and especially mutate to respiratory droplet form and then be airborne. Now, we know that Ebola is transmitted through bodily fluids. Okay, and I told you it's just a matter of time when bodily fluid can translate into a droplet from your sinuses or from your saliva or etc. and landing in somebody's respiratory system. Now, there's a difference between the respiratory system and mucous membranes. Mucous membranes absorb things a little differently than the respiratory system. Right now, they do not have a way that they think to attach to the receptors right now in the respiratory system, but they think it could mutate to a form. All right. Writing for the New York Times, Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, said those experts. Michael Osterholm is kind of upset that the experts have come out with this. The experts, I apologize, come from the Dr. Okay, wait a second. I'm having trouble reading this. All right, he says that those experts are loath to discuss their concerns in public for fear of whipping up hysteria. He said, discussing the possible future course of the current outbreak, the second possibility is one that virologists are loath to discuss openly, but are definitely considering in private, that an Ebola virus could mutate to become transmissible through air. Okay, so I'm kind of confused because this article comes from a European site, and this loathe thing, I'm like, oh, wait a second, loathe? Does he loathe the virologist? All right, they say the scientists across the world do not know enough about genetics to be able to say how the Ebola virus will change over time. Viruses mutate, all right? Their genetic codes can very easily change because they're very, very rapid when they come to reproduction. Okay, viruses attach to a host, cause the host to cause it to reproduce more of the virus. These viruses are very, very sneaky. When you have rapid reproduction, there's more room, unfortunately, for there to be mutation. Now, something does seem to come airborne, it comes on quickly. We all remember what happened with the H1N1. Right, the swine flu back in 2009. I mean, wow. That all of a sudden came from out of nowhere. And we want to make sure that we aren't caught with our pants down with this one. In 2012, Canadian researchers found that the virus, the swine flu virus, could be passed via the respiratory system between pigs and monkeys. Now, pigs and monkeys have similar lungs to humans. So, they're also concerned that Ebola could do the same thing. Now, when we talk about Ebola and the way it's transmitted and how, you know, people could be hysterical about it, the respiratory transmission of any virus, like we saw with the swine flu, is one of the most scariest, fastest forms to transmit a virus. HIV being sexually transmitted, or herpes being sexually transmitted, that, yeah, it may be transmitted fairly quickly in the act, but it's not a very common mode, and there's still a lot of barriers for it to get through. All right? That just because HIV is a little more difficult to get than swine flu was, or possibly Ebola, should not bring down one's caution, level of caution with it, obviously, okay? Because it's a very scary virus, it's a very smart virus. And I had asked two different virologists two different times in my training if they thought HIV could ever mutate to airborne, and they said with a resounding absolutely. I mean, they didn't even hesitate. It was like, yeah. And the reason why they said that, even though thank God we haven't seen it, it's been 20 years since I asked the question, is because it luckily didn't mutate to that path. All right? Ebola, with its spread and with it already being passed to people by bodily fluids, science is like, now, wait a second. If this is spreading quickly, is somebody breathing it in? Is it latching onto the nose? All right? And the respiratory tree, or is it getting sucked up in the mucous membranes? Is fluid transmission almost equitable, depending on what we're looking at here with the virus? So I don't want everybody getting all scared, etc. But if this did mutate to airborne, we're in a lot of trouble. Now, hopefully, they're working on the vaccine. Hopefully, they're working on treatment. But just because they come out with a vaccine doesn't mean we're 100% safe. Right? You know, you have a vaccine, that's great, but that's great for that one strain. I mean, look at what's going on with the whole, the flu shots that we get every year. The flu shots have to continually be, reformulated and remade because the virus keeps changing every year. We'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, I was really upset in the way beginning that people were really minimizing the whole Ebola thing. And I'm like, look, guys, this isn't media hysteria. You know, I understand right now the media, it's all about the NFL. And now we have a Cardinal player being accused of abuse and brought up on charges. And so the NFL is getting a lot of the media attention, as well as ISIS. And rightfully so. You know, these are real big topics. They're real important. And, you know, it's very hard for a media outlet to sit there and just keep talking about Ebola, but do not confuse lack of media coverage for this not being a serious thing. It is. Right, also hitting the news is this issue with Crest and polyethylene. Alright, apparently there's been some talk that these particles, alright, these kind of plastic particles, polyethylene, which we use in grocery bags, bulletproof vests, knee replacements, etc., could get trapped in the gingival sulcus, little divots or pockets within your gums. And they could act as an irritant. If it acts as an irritant, you could now be more at risk of having bacteria, plaques, issue. And Crest is the one under scrutiny with this one. They're made from Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble had released in a statement, Procter & Gamble understands there's a growing preference for them to remove this ingredient, so Procter & Gamble will. These microparticles, microbeads, are approved by the FDA, so it's legal. And according to Dr. Zero, is his name, Dr. Dominic Zero, who is Director of Oral Health Research at the IU School of Dentistry, says it is possible for manufacturers to include these little microbeads, microparticles within the toothpaste. Now, I don't know much about why toothpaste needs microbeads. My guess is the consistency, etc. But I don't want people to panic. They're not getting plastic poisoning. It's just there may be more of an issue with you having plaque. The Crest may be cleaning the teeth, but you may be getting gum disease. Now, I keep telling you all, don't forget to water pick your teeth. I don't care how much you brush. I don't care how much you flush. You floss. You need to flush the teeth out afterwards. So that could also hopefully get rid of some of these little microbead microparticles. And that should be nice. Migraine sufferers in middle age, I am really sorry to break this to you. Migraine sufferers are twice as likely to develop Parkinson's disease. Alright, I mean, as if we need any more poop on our plate. But these are people who have migraines with aura, flashing lights, etc. And they think there could be a dysfunction in the brain messenger, the dopamine. Right now, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 15 men suffer from migraines. Alright, I'm not saying Parkinson's is on the rise because of migraines. We're seeing more Parkinson's because of the baby boomers. But, there may be a connection with this. I know, not fun. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 27.7, Doc Dolly.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.